Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show. So excited to be talking to you guys. Just want to say hello if you're coming from the podcast or Instagram or YouTube. You guys are just seeing me. I'm actually just chilling in my room right now. Decided to do a quick little podcast because I was getting some DMs this week about how I train, what it looks like, how to push through plateaus, and also when you are cutting, how to get there and keep the workouts intensity up. So I wanted to go over that and just be able to share with you guys, you know, how I train, how I do what I do for my workouts. And that way you guys can just kind of understand better. So starting out, how I personally train. I train 6 to 7 days a week. Right now I'm actually doing 7 days a week. And how I do that is Monday, Tuesday, on Monday, I do a heavy leg day. Tuesday, I do a heavy upper day. And then Wednesday is a full body body weight workout. I'm trying to get better at handstands, doing also muscle ups. And then I just work on shoulders and calves because those are things I would like to work on. And then Thursday, it's back to a volume day, which I did today on the leg. So a lot of higher reps, a little lower weight. So for example, it was like 4 sets of 10 on back squat today and only giving myself a minute rest. And then I would pair some shoulders with that. So that's my Thursday. And then Friday I do upper body. I go with the volume. So I'm hitting all the different spots. And then to end it, I do Saturday. I will hit like a whole arm day, like a shoulders and arms, and then some calves and some core work. And then Sunday's an all over day where I do like conditioning. So I just do like 30 minutes. I'll go into the gym and I just go for 30 minutes. I'll do like a full body. So for example, we have the assault bike. I'll do usually like a lunge variation. I will do some kind of pull-up variation, a push variation, and then kind of mix and match and then put the clock on for 30 minutes and then just roll that way. So that's how I personally train. My workouts usually take me anywhere from, like I said, 30 minutes on the short days to an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on if I'm going to add like 30 minutes of cardio to the end of my workout. So that's how really I train. I hit it every single week. Again, if my body's telling me I need to back it off a little bit, I will maybe lower the weight, lower the reps, and I just listen to my body to see how I'm feeling. But with how I've been training lately, I feel really good about pushing 7 days a week and hitting different spots every single day. Now, going into when I was prepping, I got questions on how did I structure my workouts and then how did I push through when I was tired. And so really structuring my workouts, I did almost a similar workout set like Mondays and Tuesdays, and I worked out pretty much 7 days a week, except I was doing 30 minutes of cardio every single day on top of that. Now I spend a little more time lifting, but there was about 3 weeks out, I actually went to the gym and I about passed out just walking. I was so tired. And that was because I didn't eat many carbs before my workout and I didn't eat many carbs after or right before I went to bed. So I really had no carbs going into my system going into the workout. And I realized this. And so what I would do to help me push through those workouts is I would eat all my carbs in the morning pretty much. So if I had 110 that I could eat, I would eat 60 right before my workout, and then I would eat 30 right after my workout. And then that left me 20 grams for the whole day. So I went more actually like higher fat, higher protein diet the rest of the day. But having those carbs earlier in the morning before my workout, that helped me, let me power through. I saw great jumps into my workout and I didn't feel so dead during the time that I was training. But with that said, I would still not feel the best. There's a lot of weeks instead of trying to hit PRs, trying to do the same thing over and over. I tried to hit the same weights when you're in the last like month. I just try to hit the same weights and just go through it. So again, I wasn't doing any PRs. I wasn't jumping up on any new weight records, but I was just trying to hit the same exercise and same weight that I had hit a couple weeks prior. Now, did that happen? No. There was days that I couldn't hit those days because I didn't have the energy. For example, if I was doing bench press and I was doing 195 for sets of 10, there were some days I could go and I hit the sets of 10 like it was nothing. And then there was days that 5 reps felt like I was trashed. And my last week, I was all the way down to 135. And I just couldn't power through. That was all I could manage. And even like my last week, Jeremy would tell you when I was at the gym, I would complain to him how I had no energy. I actually just one day I was supposed to do like a heavy leg day, and I end up just doing 25 minutes of body weight lunges and like easy work that on a normal day would be super, super easy for me. And I couldn't even make it through that. I had to quit like 5 minutes early just because I had no energy. So my workouts were affected, but how I just pushed through is I would just either drop the volume or I would drop the weight or I would drop both because I just had to get the workout in. So that was where I had to play with my food. But when it came to the food, I would have my protein every single day, but I really tried to focus on bringing my carbs before my workout and after my workout, and then I would go without my carbs most of the rest of the day. That way I would at least have the energy at the beginning when I needed it and right after when I wanted to fuel my muscles right after the workout. So that is how I trained during the show prep, and I just was able to power through during that time eating a lower carbohydrate diet. But it did make me suffer. Again, my weights weren't going up. I did spend a lot of time in the gym. My weights and reps were going lower. And so at the last final weeks, just being honest, you guys, you just try to get it done. Like I said, there was a lot of times it was just body weight stuff. I just had to move. I just had to burn calories, but I had no energy. I grabbed 20s and I'm like, this is going to crush me. So that's how it kind of went with my training when I was doing it that way. So yeah, so what I would suggest if you guys are new, probably 3 days a week for lifting, that's all you really need to do. Otherwise, you guys can go 4 days a week, an upper lower is great. That's what I really like. It hits everything. Or if you guys are going to do like a push-pull legs for a three-day split, or if you want to go 6 days, then you can go two upper lowers and then like some arms, or you can also go the push-pull legs twice. Or if you want to do 5 days a week, then you can go more bodybuilding if that's what you like a shoulders, a legs, a chest, a back, and then an arms. So there's all different variances of what you guys can do. So that would be my suggestion on your guys' training. Again, do you really need to spend more than about 45 minutes to an hour? No, because you should only be taking about a 45-second to a minute rest if you're in that more hypertrophy or muscle growth phase. So you really don't need as much rest time. So if you go hard for 45 minutes to an hour, you should be able to get it. Just sometimes when my stuff would go for an hour, I would have to change it or I would go longer than an hour was because I had to add cardio into it. So those are my suggestions. That's what I did. If there's any other training tips that you guys want to hear about, if there's anything, hit me up on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, whatever it is, and just let me know because I would love to bring you guys out more information that you want to hear and what you guys think that you would get value from. So that is going to do it for me today. I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys have an awesome rest of your week and you spend time with people you love doing things you absolutely enjoy. I will talk to you guys on the next one. Peace.